Let's bounce this off Troy Rank, Denver Post columnist. Troy, we're reacting to a fictitious scenario, but as an exercise, from a guy that I really respect from an informational standpoint, Bill Barnwell. He put out a potential trade, and here's the construct of it. You tell me if you would or how much you would consider it. All right. Doing a deal with the Rams, who have shown a propensity to trade their first round picks. They haven't picked in the first round since 2016. All right. And most of those picks have generally gone to young talent with cost control contracts. In this scenario, the Broncos trade PS2 and a future fifth round pick in 2 years, and in exchange get the 19th overall pick from the Rams, next year's first round pick from the Rams, and the 99th overall pick in the third round from the Rams. Do you do that deal?
Yeah, I don't like that deal. I mean, they need the draft capital for sure. But the problem is those picks in the future year, the Rams are going to be good. That pick's going to be at the bottom of the first round. And so if I'm trading, I think your texter said, if I'm moving Pat Surtain to get a quarterback and getting the 19th pick, if you're going to say then follow the breadcrumbs, then you turn around and use your 11th or the 12th pick and the 19th pick to get up to get a quarterback, then we're talking. For me, that's Jaden Daniels. And if it's not Jaden Daniels, I don't really have a great appetite for it. I would consider it for Drake May. I would not do it for J.J. McCarthy. But I understand the proposal because the Broncos have a needy roster. There's so many holes, and that is a real situation with them. But I'm not trading Pat Surtain for that. It's too – because it would depend then on trading that 19th pick with the 12th pick to move up. If I'm moving him, it's in one deal to move up with a team that has the third or fourth pick.
Troy – and I know you've seen the press conference and heard the press conference today. How do you feel about that? How do you feel? Do you feel like they have a plan at number 12?
Well, then they do. The problem is they don't know who they're taking because it really depends on how the board falls in front of them. I wrote today in a column that will show up here in the Denver Post shortly, they're going to take a quarterback. I just don't know when. I walked away from that press conference. I was out there firmly believing they're going to take a quarterback, but when? And so if it's not in the first round, do you take Spencer Rattler or Michael Pratt on day two? I think that's definitely in play. I would take a flyer on Rattler before Pratt just because of the upside. The turnovers are a challenge with him. But, I mean, he's a first-round talent in terms of the tools. But when you look at it, Phil, if you're going to move up, and Sean Payton, again today, repeated what he said at the owners' meetings, that it's possible, that it's on the table. If you're going to move up to 3 or 4 with the Patriots or Cardinals, it has to be for a guy. You can't move up just for a quarterback is what I'm saying. It's got to be because you've identified Drake May or J.J. McCarthy as your guy. It can't be, we're trading up, and whoever's there at quarterback, we're going to take. No, no. The price is too high. So if you're going to do it, it has to be because you have one or two players there in mind. I doubt they have two, knowing Sean Payton. It's more likely one. And it's probably more likely it would be J.J. McCarthy than Drake May. But that said, it's still on the table. And let's be honest, it'll be a buzzkill if they don't take a quarterback in the first round.
Yeah.
If they take a cornerback in the first round, I may lose it. Mm-hmm. Literally, my veins pop out of my head. But you could argue they'd be fine to take a tackle and trade Bowles during the draft and trade Sutton during the draft. You could take Brock Bowers, the tight end from Georgia. I wouldn't have real issue with that. It would stink not to get a quarterback. But, I don't like taking Bo Nix at 12 because I just don't think he's barely a first-round talent. I don't like taking him 12. But, again, quarterback's overvalued, and if he's your guy and he's sitting there at 12, he doesn't take any draft pick compensation, you can make an argument for it. I'm not a huge fan of the Nix at 12 at all because I don't think he's even close to the 12th best player in this draft.
Troy, here's where I stand on if they walk away from the first round without a quarterback. All right, they didn't do anything in free agency. All right, and they've been studying the landscape of the first round for months. Say it is a Spencer Rattler or Pratt, and even if they draft a Brock Bowers, who I think is awesome and we all love, I think if they go into the 2024 season with Jarrett Stidham, Ben DiNucci, and Spencer Rattler as their quarterback room. One, it's the worst quarterback room in the entire National Football League, unequivocally. But two, it will tell me that there was some sort of miscalculation along the way. Where? Not exactly sure. I'll let each fan fill that blank for himself. But I find it impossible to believe that the Broncos entered the offseason on the heels of 2023 and said, hey, our plan is going to be a mid-round quarterback, Jarrett Stidham, and Ben DiNucci or Zach Wilson or some other thing like that. It would speak to me a miscalculation. What do you think?
Well, it could be. I would then argue if that's it, it's that they were going to go right back into the draft the following year because this is a reboot, rebuild, Febreze, refresh, whatever you want to call it. They are completely in transition. Most sports books have them at, 5.5 over under?
Yeah.
So it would just tell me, we're going to throw a dart on one of these third rounders just to see, and then we go 5-12, and we're going to be right back here. This time we're going to have the sixth pick, and we will be able to move up and get, whether it's Shedeur Sanders, Quinn Ewers, Carson Beck, one of those guys. But I agree, it would suggest that, man, what happened? Because you didn't do anything. You paid Russell Wilson $85 million in dead cap space to go away.
Yes.
And you end up with a third rounder. I agree. The optics of it would be alarming. I would only then the breadcrumbs I would follow would be, man, they must really like one of these quarterbacks in next year's draft because that's not the answer of, Rattler, DiNucci, Stidham. Now, again, Rattler might turn into be something. And you're like, okay, we're in a great position. Not like the Seahawks were with Russell Wilson, 12 years ago. But I would suggest if it's just a third-round pick, then they must believe that they're going to either be in the draft next year or take a run at, Dak Prescott in free agency.
Troy, it's quiet news right now, all right, with the Courtland Sutton situation. But it looks like it could be brewing. What's your take on it? And is Courtland Sutton going to be a Denver Bronco after the draft?
I don't think he's going to be a Bronco this season. After the draft, I don't know when that would happen. I mean, I wrote in my column today, listen, he deserves praise. He does not deserve a raise. His contract's fair, man. I mean, he averages, over the life of his first 2 years of this contract, he's right at 800 yards, 6 touchdowns, and he's above average receiver to average. I mean, that's who he is. And if you want to say that, hey, I'm watching receivers get paid and Jerry Jeudy just got $41 million. That's another mistake by the lake. What are we talking about? If you're following the Cleveland Browns for contract advice, that's like following Spinal Tap for advice for drummers. They are terrible with contracts, and if we all rip Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson's the worst contract in professional sports, $230 million guaranteed. He's awful, awful. So if you're Sutton and you looked at Jeudy and said, I need a deal, I agree. You're better than Jerry Jeudy. But if you look at where he ranks, Phil, statistically, he's 38th leg in yards, 44th in receptions. And you're saying, well, he should get more targets. It's not his fault. He needs better quarterback play. There's 28 guys who had 1,000 yards receiving last year, including Garrett Wilson on the Ken Hackett offense with the Jets.
Yeah.
If you're a dude, you still roll out of bed and get 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is I like Courtland Sutton. I do. But there's no way in hell I'm giving him a raise. If this is him trying to get out of here, and say, you know what, Uncle, I've had enough of this clown car quarterback show. I want quarterback stability. That I understand, where it's like arms in the air. I'm not showing up because I want you to trade me. That makes sense.
Yeah,
if he thinks he deserves a raise, I would say respectfully, no.
I like it.
Yeah, and I think that's the perfect place to leave it. Troy, thanks so much for your time today, and we hope to do this again next week.
You got it, my man. Take care. See you guys. Have a great rest of your show.
Oh, I appreciate that. There's Troy Rank, Denver Post columnist.